Hello, my name is Helena Whitbread, and in the early 1980s I came across Ann Lister, a 19th century lesbian who kept an exhaustive 5 million words journal of her life and love affairs with women. Using extracts from the journal, I wrote two books, The Secret Diaries of Miss Ann Lister, Volume 1, I Know My Own Heart, and Volume 2, No Priest But Love. Both books are published by Virago Press. Ann Lister developed a great love for the city of York. From her days when she was a boarder at the Manor School in York, she made many friends there and participated in the social life such friendships offered. The principal venue for social gatherings was a building known as the Assembly Rooms, where on the 18th of December 1809, Ann, then aged 19, and her first lover Eliza Rain were formally introduced. The York Assembly Rooms, situated on Blake Street, provided a venue during the York winter season where the cream of York society could gather to socialise with their peers. In this beautiful neoclassical building, patrons could indulge in such pastimes as dancing and gambling. Prior to the construction of the Assembly Rooms, social gatherings in York were often held at the King's Manor or at Lord Irwin's house near the Minster. In the early 18th century, it became evident that the popularity of these assemblies needed a grander venue than either of these buildings could offer. An approach was made to Lord Burlington, a vice admiral of the County of York, asking him to design a building with the capacity to accommodate York social events. Lord Burlington was a talented practitioner of the English classical architectural movement known as Palladianism, after the 16th century Italian architect Palladio. In 1730, he created a classically simple exterior which belied the more extravagant interior. From an illustration by Palladio, which featured Corinthian columns and bays. The overall effect is that of an 18th century version of an ancient Egyptian hall designed for festivals and entertainments. The foundation stone was laid on the 1st of March 1731, and the building was completed by August 1732. The assembly rooms were first used during Race Week in August 1732, what we know today as Ebor Week. It is always interesting to read an account of an event by a contemporary figure in history, and Ann Lister's journals certainly provide us with many such small cameos. One or two instances of her attendance at the assembly rooms are available to us through the medium of her journals. On Monday, the 17th of December, 1821, Ann Lister, with her married lover Mariana Lawton, attended the first winter assembly of that year at the assembly rooms in Blake Street, an occasion graced by what Ann described as a genteel, well-dressed assemblage. Although the odd idiosyncratic instance did not escape her mordant observations, such as the figure which a Miss Fairfax cut on the dance floor, Anne wrote she was very handsome, but shockingly disfigured with out-of-curl ringlets literally almost half a yard long, and an awkward dancer with elbows like skewered pinions. On Wednesday, the 24th of September, 1823, during the Great York Musical Festival of that year, a great ball was held in the Assembly Rooms. Ann Lister and Mariana attended the even revelry, and Ann writes, "We got to the rooms at 10¾, paced up and down, and got home at 1:20. The Marchioness of Londonderry, a blaze of diamonds, most beautiful large bouquet of diamonds. The Marquis, too, wore his star. A splendid ball, and a very pleasant one. 16,000 people in the room." Those were the glory days of the Assembly Rooms. 2 years later, in 1825, It was noted that although the building was magnificent internally, the outside was a gloomy, dilapidated, and filthy pile of building. In 1828, a new front entrance, designed by J.P. Pritchett, improved the exterior. And in 1925, the building was bought by York Corporation, and substantial restoration began in 1951. The York Conservation Trust purchased the building in November 2002, and today the rooms are used as a restaurant. The York Assembly Rooms are of seminal importance in the history of English architecture, and as one of the earliest Palladian buildings in Northern England, they are now a Grade 1 listed building.